that's some
gentleman. Well,
we were actually sent up.
I was actually sent in the stand, so sat in the stand. So,
that was another rule that they brought in, isn't it, this year, where you're not supposed to sit in the stand.
Well,
Liam Daish and Gary Wilson at Eastbourne.
Well, I don't know. The referee said to me in the passageway, because I said to him about the penalty decision, and he says, right, sit in the stand and watch the second half. So I sat in the stand. That's what he said to me, so I'm just following the rule. So I sat in the stand, and that's what I did. There is a manager that was put in the stand, but was shouting instructions all the games. And you know who we're talking about, don't you? So, what's the point of banning someone in the stand when he can still coach in the stand? So, I mean, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us, surely. But, I mean, the last thing you want to do is leave my troops. But, you know, I was disappointed and I was frustrated with what was happening. I couldn't believe what was happening. And, you know, I apologised to the official and he sent him an apology. He realised that, you know, tempers were... But I didn't do it nasty. It wasn't a nasty thing I said to him. You know, I just said, hang on a minute, you know, what's going on here? And so we didn't have a barn or a row or anything. It was just, you know, in my opinion, and we felt it was too strong. So it's just disappointing. And, you know, I get worried when I see some of the stuff that's happening. You know, at this level, they do. It really worries me, concerns me. When I watched the game last night, and I watched it tonight, and I saw our game Saturday, and I'm thinking, well, come on. They've got a difficult job, I know that. So, you know, but I don't want to really do too much into it. I'm in enough trouble as it is. So, you know, but it does give me food for thought of what am I doing at this level. I have to say.
On the
coaching
side, a fantastic call from Gavin Harrow.
Beautiful strike. Done well to win it, but I mean, I think we deserve that because, I mean, if you're a footballer, you're a football player, there's some decent stuff at times. But we didn't have the end product in the first half, but we got it in the second half coming from behind, and then you think, well, go on, take it on there, and then we go to sleep at the back, and then you think, well, 2-2, it was going to be a draw, but then you can't legislate for a, you know, and it's tough for the boy because he's done well for us, and, you know. And it's part of his learning process. It's tough to take for the team. Young Max has, you know, been sent off, which is another blow to us. You know, so tough. It's a tough learning curve for these youngins, you know.
They'll miss the game against Perth now,
won't they? Yeah, well, hopefully Eddie might be all right by then. Eddie Moses, the captain, has missed the last couple of games. Well, he's missed today, and they missed the walking game. So hopefully Eddie will be all right. If he's not, then obviously we need to get in, see if we can get another one in. If not, Harden can play there anyway, so we've got a few alternatives there. But as I said, it's just disappointing. I feel sorry for the fans because, you know, they've travelled a long way and a lot of them come from work and they saw us come back from two, you know, to take a 2-1 lead and we can't keep it. But that's been a problem all season. We've not been able to keep enough clean sheets so far. We've only got 2 clean sheets out of 14 games, so, you know, that's not good enough if you want to do it.
Have you actually
made
a lot of students
when
the players are
up on them? You know,
as soon as
you speak
to the referee?
I spoke to the players, yeah.
I didn't know.
No, because I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the referee said to me, go and sit in the stand.
Yeah.
So that happened to me at York 2 or 3 years ago. I sat in the stand and watched the game second half.
Yeah.
Against Woking, I think it was, we played.
So it's not something where, you know, you're disciplined.
I wouldn't think so, because I wasn't over the top or anything. It was just, we were talking, just
saying.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And I've learned that over the years. You can't do that. So it was just my opinion and I expressed it and he says, well, you can sit in the stand second half. So I says, fair enough, and I just walked away. And I come out and I sat in the stand. So you know, and like the lads got on, they've done well. And he's sitting in the stand in a few more games.
Fine goal from O'Connor with a good flick header from
Arnold. Yeah, you get in there and it's a good strike, but he's missed one in the last minute to get a draw. We had a great chance. Great chance. But, you know, that's the way it is. So we just got to lick our wins and move on. Simple as that.